a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
And on. Good morning and welcome to our final meeting of Commerce and Energy for the Senate this year. Well, greeting to those listening on the internet and all those present. As a matter, can we have our pages stand up and introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from? Thanks for being here. We appreciate your service. With that, I would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Adelstein, Buell, Johnston,
here.
Lederman, Rave,
here.
Nygaard,
here.
Nelson.
Here.
There is a quorum.
Thank you. I entertain a motion to approve the minutes of our previous meeting.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Johnston, second by Rave to approve the minutes of the meeting of the 16th, I believe, but whichever the last one was. 21st, I apologize. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. Primary reason for this meeting was just tidy up. And if there were any interim requests for summer studies from this committee, Senator Johnston.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for running an extremely efficient and effective Commerce Committee. As a new chair this year, I certainly tried to emulate your tact and style, and I appreciate your efforts to run this committee. In regards to your question, I thought, you know, about different topics and areas of interest that we have discussed in this committee, plus, you know, just in general, the impact that commerce and energy has on the overall development of our state, and I made a written recommendation to you to initiate a summer study to explore the issues and opportunities surrounding our emerging oil and gas industry. I think that it is absolutely one of the most vital topics that we have as a state to properly position us over the next few decades of taking advantage of the opportunity. Included in the recommendation was, you know, incorporating the executive branch, the legislative branch, landowners, the oil and gas exploration industry, different departments and agencies within the state of South Dakota that are impacted by the opportunity that lies ahead of us. And I just think, you know, certainly with Senate Bills 96, 97, you know, that we heard, you know, a lot of passionate testimony that obviously with us dispatching those bills, but at the same time that those are important. Those are important issues. And at the same time, you know, you look at the competitive environment in which we're operating in with against Montana, against North Dakota. There's a lot of trucks rolling through here on a daily basis from all parts across the country but they're not stopping here. They're just maybe stopping for fuel at the coffee pot truck stop at I-90 and Highway 83, but they're delivering goods, you know, to North Dakota and Montana, and so that's unfortunate. And it's time that we put a comprehensive plan in place to take advantage of the opportunity, because the geology is pointing to, especially in the Sanish and the Three Forks formations, which come into central and northwestern South Dakota, of as much promise for the Bakken, as much promise as the Bakken in the future. But we are not motivated and we're not incentivizing exploration into South Dakota, because, you know, the play is in North Dakota today. The play is in Montana today. And so because of that, I think we just need to take a real collaborative, comprehensive look at the opportunity. And so that's why I brought forth the summer study topic I did.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. And on those heels, and I have not seen your written proposal yet, but I'd love to take a look at it. I also have one, and we visited earlier, but mine is a study of the opportunity and consequences regarding the current oil boom in North Dakota and the possibility of similar activities in northwest South Dakota, including DENR, Department of Revenue, Economic Development, Social Services, Transportation, for all the reasons that you said and a few more. I guess I would entertain the thought of putting those two together and submitting them as a, and I would work with you to make sure the language is correct and we have both of our ideas. Well, with your permission, by the end of the day or the end of the week, we'll put it together. If that's all right. Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I would like to echo your comments and the comments of Senator Johnston and say that you certainly have my vote on that as a summer study. But just to add to something that Senator Johnston said, we are doing things. I'll give you an example. In Clay County in Vermilion, we've taken a large operation that had been out of business, and now it is manufacturing housing for the North Dakota oil boom, employing, in fact, we can't get enough employees. Masaba, which manufactures equipment that, again, can be used in the oil field for moving materials and mining. Mining, of course, with gold at $1,700 an ounce now, the mining industry. 1765.43, whatever. And thank you, I stand corrected on that. Manufacturing in South Dakota, and in particular in Clay County, is looking at those opportunities in energy and resources. And that's one example of how we can already take advantage of it. The other thing I would suggest we take caution and look at the problems that they're having in the oil boom, which is just much like out of an old movie of the gold rush days up in North Dakota in terms of law enforcement, infrastructure, transportation, housing, food, keeping in mind it's a very remote area. And I've been working with a past legislator, and I won't name him. I don't have his permission to name him, but we're looking into some opportunities in North Dakota that'll, again, create South Dakota, North Dakota commerce and knowledge of what hopefully is to come for South Dakotans. Anyhow, you have my vote on that.
Further comments? Entertain a motion to that effect. Motion by Johnston, second by Rave to proceed with a summer study proposal of the opportunities and consequences regarding the oil boom and or potential of one in northwest South Dakota. We'll get the details on. Any discussion on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I've used up my limit of words, but at the same time, I've had the good fortune of spending time in North Dakota over this last couple of years, and to talk to folks regarding the impact, and just for context, you know, the Bakken Formation by the year 2015 will be producing as much oil as the state of Alaska. You know, you think about the magnitude of what that means for energy security in the United States, and it is just awesome about what that opportunity is. And so, as that continues to grow, we have to posture ourselves to be in a position to both take advantage of the opportunity, but at the same time, protect ourselves from some of the things that Senator Nygaard alluded to, from some of the byproducts of that. And so thank you for your support of this discussion on creating a summer study.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Further discussion? Hearing none. Do we need to roll call this? Okay. Motion on the floor then is to proceed with the summer study regarding the oil boom and the consequences and opportunities that go along with it. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. Any other pertinent business come before the committee? If not, I take a few moments of personal privilege to thank a number of the participants that played with us this year, to include the Pages. They helped, served us very well. We appreciate the work that they did, as well as those who all participated in terms of testifying, presenting bills, all the badges that were in the audience, both the white badges and the blue badges. They did their job very well. They presented us with the information and maybe didn't make our decision any easier, but at least we were well informed along the way. To the committee, you know, we had 46 bills this year. We had 54 last year. That's 100. Easy math. Plus all the confirmations we did, and this year we did it in four fewer scheduled meetings. We had a few extras in, so I think we certainly earned our pay on the Commerce Committee. Senator Johnston and Rave, very insightful, always good conversation, always participating very well. The Jewish Mafia is absent, so I won't say anything nice about them. Just a note on Senator Buell, you know, whenever she participated, she was not... And I never even thought about calling on her or listening to her as a D or us as an R. She was a part of the committee, part of the process, and I appreciate everything that she did. Eldon has announced that he will not be returning to this body. And as my vice chair, I appreciated everything that you brought to the table. You ran a good committee. I think this year you ran it just as many times as I did, probably. Appreciate your help throughout the process. Always bringing good thoughts, maybe too many words to the committee, but always good thoughts. And to our staff, much appreciated, with the exception of calling the roll on the wrong committee and not bringing me a gavel today. I think everything went really well. You guys, your professionalism, I mean, you made the committee work very easy for us, especially to Lois for trying to chase Senator Johnson out of the room on occasion so we could get started. But he had much, I won't say more important things, but boy, certainly a heavier load, I think, to a certain degree than we did. And with that, Hannah, do you have something on behalf of the committee for Lois and Amanda? This is from the committee. When we're gone, go out and enjoy yourselves. I suggest that you order a little food and don't spend it all on wine, but certainly do that. And one last thing, I have been blessed with a wonderful intern this year. Absolutely blessed. She's my right hand person. She has a tremendous smile, a great personality, and it's made a joy to be in the legislature this year. It's always been an honor, but she certainly helped out. And I appreciate, I was looking for a forum to sufficiently say thank you. And I do have a little something for you. And I wish you'd come up and take it and take a look at it. Last Friday, as you know, I was shepherding the mascot bill, the Buffalo Bill, through the legislature, feeling very, very good about it all the way through until I hit the kill committee on the House side when they voted it down. And my District 31 brother was the one that made the 41st day motion in Tuberville. And when I came back and looked at Hannah, I said they killed it. I thought she was going to cry. But Hannah, thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate everything you've done for us. With that, ladies and gentlemen of the committee, there's nothing else.
Move adjourn.
Motion and second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We're out of here. Thank you.